Actor and writer Bernard Clark is best known in Atlanta literary circles as a fantastic storyteller. He's one of the hosts of the raw and spontaneous monthly reading event, Naked City. WABE's Kate Sweeney recently spoke to Clark about the three books that he loves for our series Page Turners. They began the conversation, however, by talking about his career narrating audiobooks and how that job, in turn, relates to the books he chooses to read for fun. Here's Kate with Bernard Clark.
Do your favorite books read well aloud?
Oh, yeah.
Is there that sense?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I since I started doing audiobooks, I will occasionally, when I'm reading for pleasure, I will, if no one's around, I will find myself reading the book out loud to see how it sounds. And yeah, most of the stuff that I read, it reads out loud well.
Can I ask you to do that? Do you have any of these books with you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the first scene.
And this is from The Blade Itself by Joe Abercrombie.
Yeah, let's see. Logan plunged through the trees, bare feet slipping and sliding on the wet earth, the slush, the wet pine needles, breath rasping in his chest, blood thumping in his head. He stumbled and sprawled onto his side, nearly cut his chest open with his own axe, lay there panting, peering through the shadowy forest. The dog man had been with him until a moment before, he was sure, but there wasn't any sign of him now. As for the others, there was no telling. Some leader, getting split up from his boys like that.
This is one of those jobs, it might seem really easy, but really, you've got to be flexing some major acting skills in a little recording booth by yourself for hours on end. Is that an accurate portrayal?
Yeah, it's storytelling. And as an actor, what most attracted me to it is that the fact that you get to play a million characters that you will never, ever get cast for as a stage or a screen actor. Like a 10-year-old girl from Zimbabwe with telepathic powers. You know, like you never get these weird characters that you would never get considered for. And they're just like, yeah, you got to do it. Go for it. I prefer and tend to these days get more often just because I love it. I love genre fiction. So I'm a big fan of like, you know, science fiction and horror and fantasy and stuff like that.
So I imagine you're looking at these books ahead of time and you're figuring out what kind of voice to use for each of these characters.
Every narrator is different. What I like to do is read the first couple of chapters of a book to get a sense of the author's voice and get a feel for the tone and the timbre, the vibe of the book. That's the other thing, too. You're in the studio for 6 to 8 hours. That's on average. That it is to any other form of performance what marathon running is to sprinting. But it's...
Take note, radio announcers who get tired of doing the pledge drive.
Yeah. I did early on, very, very early on when I started doing this, I learned that I had muscles in my face that I didn't know I had. Because they hurt at the end after like 6 hours of talking continuously. And you get to take breaks, but because it's publishing, it's the publishing world, everything's constantly on like right up to the deadline. So you get handed a book and they're like, all right, here you go. We need you to start tomorrow. And the book is due in 4 days. It's not easy. It seems easy, but it really is not easy. It's actually quite difficult. To do it well.
You mentioned that you are a fan of genre fiction, which actually brings us to your first book choice, written by Robert Anton Wilson, mm-hmm. who's best known for writing the satirical sci-fi Illuminatus trilogy. Mm-hmm. This book begins with a preface in which you see in big, bold type the words, I don't believe in anything.
Well, Cosmic Trigger 1 is basically his autobiography. He's explaining to you effectively who he is and his philosophy and his worldview. He had an event occur in his life that was unexplainable, a hallucination. So his first thought, of course, was, I am having schizophrenic hallucinations. However, he didn't exhibit any other signs of schizophrenia. The hallucinations also referred to events, future events that occurred, the things would come to pass. So he's basically going, all right, wait a minute. He was a skeptic too and not prone to magical thinking. Because of this incident, he and the research that he did trying to understand this incident, he accidentally created a sort of a philosophy.
In a nutshell, what was the philosophy he came up with?
Well, his philosophy is real simple. Believe nothing. Absolutely. In other words, live in a state of radical uncertainty at all times.
Which leads to the next thing I wanted to ask you. Why did this book have such an impact on you at the time that you read it?
I was going through a really rough time. I had just gotten out of a marriage that had ended badly. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I had never completed a college degree. I had gone to college but dropped out. I didn't have any money. I didn't have a good job. I was completely in this state of like drifting, and I was really depressed.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that'll do it. So I was basically just kind of like trying to figure out what to do with my life. I found this book, and from moment one, from page one, the book just like reached out and like put its hand on my shoulder and went, it's okay. So much of what was keeping me from actually doing anything of value or being happy was the stress of uncertainty. And I realized after reading his book that it was all a bunch of malarkey and I was doing it to myself.
So moving on to your second book, which is more entertainment.
Straight up.
This is it's a comic book series by someone who's considered one of the greats of the genre today.
Yes. Grant Morrison's The Invisibles.
So what is the storyline?
The world as we know it is a prison. Extra-dimensional beings have invaded our world and have created the world that we see around us. And they are basically feeding off of our reality. Their opposition is a secret underground of freedom fighters called the Invisibles. It's going to sound familiar, and in fact, if you do a little digging, you'll find that there was several years ago there was a lawsuit between Grant Morrison and the Wachowski brothers. Because Grant Morrison basically claimed that the Wachowski brothers ripped off the Invisibles for The Matrix. I believe they settled it out of court.
And there's a lot going on stylistically, too, right? Like the way that these books are written and drawn.
In his universe, everything that has ever happened and everything that ever will happen is happening now at the same time, all at once. It isn't until you go back and reread it two or three times, you're like, oh, because everything he references from issue one references back to the last issue. The series is probably one of the most brilliant comic books I've ever read. It transcends the genre, the medium, absolutely.
Your third pick is also the start of a sweeping trilogy. Mm. This is a trilogy by Joe Abercrombie, and the book is called The Blade Itself.
The book is about a barbarian, a young nobleman, swordsman, and a couple other characters who get embroiled in the affairs of a wizard. Joe Abercrombie takes all of the traditional fantasy tropes, and he kind of runs them through this like film noir ringer where everything's got this gritty, dark, humanistic tone of muddled gray areas and no absolutes. And none of these characters are your typical fantasy heroes. The young nobleman who's like, from the onset, you're like, wow, he's our hero. No, he's a thoroughly unrepentant jerk. You're like, I want someone to kill this guy. He's such a jerk. The barbarian, who's one of my favorite characters in the book, is incredibly pragmatic, and he's actually a really good guy. And also, there's a thing that gets revealed in book two. He's got this dark secret. Having read the Game of Thrones books and a huge fan, the Third Law series is, it's more personal, and somehow it's a more, the characters are more likable. So, I mean, these books, they're just fun.